What's going on, everybody? We are coming to you live from Farmington Hills, Michigan at Take a Chance Records. I'm Will, a.k.a. Siren. We got Nate over here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Bro, so, like, so far the last, like, five or six episodes have been people that we, like, already have, like, a good relationship
we've
with.
Had on before. They're making multiple appearances.
Yeah, I think it went Brownie, Casey, then we had to open the season's end.
Yeah.
And Coos.
Yeah.
And then we have this guy back. For this would be your third episode you've been on.
Second one. Third one. Because
you were
on
D1.
But like second the one.
But I don't really count that one because I was high as shit.
You? That's right. Do you remember that?
I don't remember.
I'll find it.
I was high as ill.
It's right. It just popped up on the screen.
Wait, what happened?
He was just, he had a big ass winter jacket on. And he was just sitting there like,
"Hello, I didn't say a
wait,
word."
Yeah, that was D1's episode.
Yeah,
bro. Yeah, yeah,
I was,
yeah,
was
yeah.
So blowed though.
This I forgot dude about that. Yeah,
was
yeah, yeah.
Out.
And then I fell asleep mid episode.
Now, I can't tell you what episode you were, and I can't tell you what date it was.
I know it was season one though.
It was season one. He is a season one guy that we had back.
You feel me? One of the originals.
Yeah,
I think
real.
It was season five too. We're trying to like bring on more people that we've already had on.
See what's happened since then.
Like,
you know.
I know.
Yeah, because that's where I was going. It's been a while,
man.
I think it's probably been over 2 years.
Easily.
For sure.
I'll check the. I'll fact check it right now.
It's
keep
been
talking
about two and a half for sure.
Yeah, but a lot of shit has changed.
Yeah.
I think at that point, we talked about this a little bit before. Your little girls. We're both like, you had just
they
had them.
I had just had, they about to turn 3 in 2 months.
That's crazy.
That's right way, because I asked him, I was like, how, you know, how's fatherhood changed,
yeah,
like, the
yeah
way, like, you, like, look at life. Now, 2 years later, give me another answer to that question.
That shit is lit. I'm not going to lie. I love being a dad.
Can I say why we couldn't film on Monday?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the reason that this is funny is the first time I ever met Jet's daughters was in that other room, and they looked at me.
They didn't like you.
Bro, I swear to God, I had to have been like one of the first white guys.
You were the first white guy.
Number one?
You were the first white guy.
Because
they
bro
hadn't even laid eyes on Chance yet.
Confused.
Chance was at the computer.
They,
like, who's this?
Like, I couldn't tell you which one I held. But I held her, and she was just sitting there with
looking
me.
Looking like, who's
just
the mayo man?
And then, like, just started bawling. One of them just looked at me the whole time. Other one cried.
His yep episode was number 12, and it came out on March 19th, 2023, but I feel like we filmed it,
like
way before
January,
then.
Probably. Yeah.
We did.
We probably had a lot in the vault.
Like, a couple months beforehand, and it's crazy that I was the 12th episode because their birthday is the 12th.
Hey.
Irony.
Wild. Wild. But that's just crazy.
Irony.
I met them here for the first time. They were astonished by me. It was crazy. And then, like, fast forward now, we were trying to see if we had another day we could film.
Couldn't do that.
And he was like,
they like touching
yeah
shit.
Yeah, I can't bring the kids out to the studio anymore.
Not no
like
more.
They'll be walking around, like, grabbing shit.
I was
like,
curious been, little kids, dude.
They'd have been
bro
running right
kids
in the center of this camera right here, touching on all the buttons, messing everything
looking
up.
Right.
They don't play. They'd be curious about everything. One of them, she's such a diva now. Like, when she know his camera's around, she'd have sat right here and snatched the mic out of my hand and started talking to
me. Oh, so she would have been cool.
Oh,
like,
for
yeah
sure.
She would have been a good episode.
Once she, especially once she realizes the camera, she going to get in her little mode. She going to start smiling.
You getting her on a song?
For sure.
Oh, so we'll get an episode.
For sure.
Yeah, be on the lookout for Jet's Daughters
that's
episode.
That's for sure.
Are you back making music?
I am now. I tried to quit. They
so you had a little hiatus for a second, didn't you?
Almost 3 years.
You were going to switch 9 to 5.
I was.
Yeah.
I was going into mechanics.
Yeah.
Which technically I do still do. You feel me? Follow me. Or no, subscribe to me at 7RPMs on YouTube. More shit coming soon than that. We gonna hop off.
Links
that
will be in the description.
Yeah.
You feel me? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah, I jumped off into master mechanics. Let me tell you something. That shit is not cheap.
What, like working, like getting the parts? Like that's what you're saying?
Not only that, like I wanted to be the person to do it on my own.
Yeah.
And I didn't go to school for it.
Yeah.
So I literally just, one day I got tired of watching everything on YouTube, seeing everybody do it, and I'm not doing it. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna put my money where my mouth at.
That was me making beats.
Yeah, I feel you.
Just put my money where my mouth at. You
yeah
feel me? Bought my first project car for like $3,000. It was a piece of shit, 300. The interior was busted.
Yeah.
It had no radio, but it rolled though, so I did not care.
Yeah.
Point A to point B.
You feel
that's
me?
That's all that matters.
It was a nice little experience. But then as time went on, I had some issues. I ended up buying another 300, even bigger beater. I'm talking about the back end was completely smashed. I had to tape on the tail light so I could drive it. You remember the silver one?
I was in this car.
Yeah.
It had plastic on the windows.
And yeah, I'm exactly.
Like, can we smoke in here? He's like, nah. And I'm like, really?
At the time, no, I wasn't doing it because, you feel me, I was trying to keep it clean for while I was – I had certain people in the car. My grandma don't like smoking.
Yeah.
Like weed.
No,
I was her transportation.
I just thought it was funny.
Time. So, yeah.
But that was
when
we went
to hoops. I know, me saying you can't smoke in the car because I smoke a lot. You feel me? Captain Stoner here.
Yeah. We went to the – that was when we went hooped.
Yeah. That was a good day.
Yeah. Me, him, and D1.
It was cool until I got stung by a bee. It was over after that.
Bro, he was like, let's go. Like, he was not, but went straight over to the car.
I left him on the court every day.
Me and D1 were still playing, like, trying to finish our game. And he's like, let's go.
Like, I pulled up dinner on the court and started revving my engine.
Oh, no, yeah.
In the middle of the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
When you said something about can't smoke in the car, it made me think of this. You guys familiar with Plaque Boy Max?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the little TJ and the Favi? I want to know what your guys' opinion is on that.
Do you want to go first? Because I have a lot.
I don't think it's like that deep though, like how big they're making it.
I'm not justifying a grown man who can't follow directions, especially when you're not in your own house.
100% respect the person.
And I'm an avid weed smoker.
Is owning the house or renting?
And everybody just made it seem like because they rappers, it's supposed to be okay. Like what? Especially when it comes to B&Bs, because them fees is not a joke.
Facts.
Do you happen to know where they were? What like where the B&B was?
Nope.
Because I was gonna say like. Just go outside. You know, like, it's cool.
I'm not
going
to lie.
I
had no idea who
Black
Boy Max was until Pink Dreads came out with DDG.
Really?
Where is he? He's cool.
I feel like I've been hip to Black Boy Max for a minute.
He's got a cool little thing.
I watched him grow a lot.
But I was about to say, don't he make beats and he like an engineer?
No, he don't make
on stream.
He don't make beats.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think he does. I think he's more on like the executive producing side type of things.
I swear I've seen him like make from scratch. I swear.
I haven't seen him
make
a beat.
I could be wrong.
I've watched him for a while now.
Yeah,
like I've
so
known who he
not.
Is, but like at the same time, no, you could be right. I'm just saying I've never seen him make a beat. I've seen him engineer a lot
of
stuff.
I know he engineers songs
and I've
for
seen
sure.
him and I've seen him executive produce essentially.
But he does like engineering
and
like
he raps
on stream.
Sometimes.
That's sick.
Yeah,
he's doing this on what Chance is doing right now on stream.
Yeah, he's the like one of the first ones to like ever really
That's
do
really
that.
Really dope. It's smart. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Studio vibe is a fucking vibe.
Yeah, and to branch that out to your audience is cool, but I was just curious about how you're what your thoughts were on that
with
situation.
That though, like what, like that respect his ruling, but at the same time, like the studio vibe is a vibe.
I wasn't even
you
too much mad at. I wasn't even too much mad
at
Fabio. I was more upset about how TJ responded to this.
And
shit.
Then
first
he
of all, you talking about I didn't know who you was. So why was you at his place in the
I
first
saw,
place?
Hey,
you didn't even get
no,
invited.
No, I saw a clip where he came up and he was like, "What's up, chat?" Like talk like dapped up Max.
Yeah,
like what
supposedly,
up, chat?
Supposedly
like, up,
everybody was already cool. So why is you trying to put on this whole Playboy?
He dissed
front?
Him already.
Like
he dropped a snippet dissing him already.
That's stupid.
What?
Yeah, fuck a streamer. He said something like that. I'm a rap N-word. Like fuck a streamer. Something like that.
He's barely a rapper now.
I just feel like they're like milking that situation. Like it wasn't like that deep.
I agree. And I like TJ because, and especially I think it sucks because he, let's be honest, he fell off. And I'm not trying to say to like, TJ, I like a lot of your music, but he's not as big as what he was.
Okay.
You know, so I shouldn't say fell off, but he's.
Bro dropped State of Emergency and that shit went triple plastic.
Triple plastic.
But, like, I wish it was, like, bro almost died.
Hey, that song he put out when he was in the hospital, that was hard.
It was
hard.
It was. I thought he was on a comeback tour. I listened to TJ.
That, yeah. TJ and
bro. Like, that first project he did, that shit was pressure.
You know another one that's like that? And it's sad to say because I really like him, too. Polo G.
I'm not taking no Polo G
disrespect. I'm not saying that.
I love Polo.
I'm not
going to lie. I'm not
agreeing with
Polo
that.
Disrespect.
His last album was... Went good.
I liked his last album.
I liked it.
Fair. If you like, okay, I get you.
The same way everybody trying to say Baby's Wham album
bro,
was trash.
I liked that album.
It was a good album.
When
That's
I first
album.
Played it, I literally listened to the shit four times back to back, straight through, no skips. In my opinion.
What's your favorite song off of Wham?
You want me to be honest? Listen up. So sorry is heat, but the ones I'm banging the most right now. Listen up. Free promo. That one shit he did with 21 Savage, that outfit shit, that was hard. People didn't really like the stuff project. Travis was a little weak on there, but Baby did exactly what he was supposed to do.
Can I
Red
be honest?
Redbone is pressure because Glorilla talked her shit, and so did Baby. You feel
Two
me?
Things. First of all, Glorilla is that bitch. And if we're talking about 2024, there's, in my
She's
opinion,
the hardest female rapper.
Bro,
aside from Lady London, aside from Lady London, but she's the hardest accepted female rapper for sure.
Fuck female. Like, don't even put. She is one of the hardest rappers out right now.
Facts.
She is him, dog.
Facts. I put her up there with the top dogs. Nah, I ain't gonna lie to you.
She is him.
I would definitely put Glow up there with the top dogs. Like, regardless of her actual songs that she dropped, she can really spit for real.
Glow has been doing her shit. Who do you think is who had the album of the year?
Last year?
2024, yeah. I mean, we're barely in. I got my answer.
The person I'm gonna say, y'all not really gonna, but I said No Cap got the album of the year for me.
That's fair. I'll be honest, I didn't tap in.
And I will be at that show when he come to Detroit. At the Fillmore, it's a must.
I don't think this is album of the year across, like, many people, but, like, my personal favorite albums of the year were definitely the Leon Thomas album.
Mutt.
Oh,
my God.
Then I like the Corday album a lot, too.
I'm not going to lie to you.
I never got a chance to get around the Corday shit. It was so much music circulating in 2024.
There was a lot.
I fuck with Corday.
I had a hard time getting around the Corday shit, and I love Corday.
For me, I really liked Schoolboy Q's album. They dropped early in the year.
I was so happy he dropped the project in general.
It was so good.
Oxymoron was, like, my life album at the time.
I listened, and I'm not a big Tyler guy. I've said this on here, but Chromacopia was fucking awesome.
Nope.
I loved it.
I'm not going to say it's a bad album. I just can't get with Tyler.
I feel you. That's how I was. That's really how I was before this album.
But
it's
he's
not
a musical genius, though.
It's crazy.
I'm never going to take away from greatness. That's like saying LeBron can't hoop. You feel me? That's disrespectful.
I was rocking with a Babyface Ray's album, too.
Absolutely.
I didn't tap in. I'm not going to lie.
Absolutely.
What? Dude, Ray's so
bro,
sweet.
In my outside outside studio, when I'm here and I'm listening to Detroit rap all the time, I'm into it. But, like, outside of that, I'm listening to, like, Kendrick, Drake, J. Cole, Tyler, Uzi, Migos. Like, that's what I'm listening to. Future, Playboi. I shouldn't say Playboi Carti. Uzi. Those are the. I don't really switch up. If one of them dropped.
I couldn't get with Mixtape Pluto, though.
I don't disagree, but he also had a.
There
amazing
was,
year.
Like, two.
It wasn't a bad project. It's just. What I took from it, I couldn't get with it.
There was, like, two songs on there that I'm, like. That I rock with.
I mean,
he
dropped two classic albums. Besides, like, he dropped three albums in 2024.
Like, I'm not the most religious guy, but I can't rock with the demonic references too much. And that album just had too many demonic references.
What, Mixtape Pluto?
Yeah.
I feel you.
I just like the song Too Fast off of there.
That shit was hard.
That song's hard.
It's crazy. I was thinking about this. I was riding out here, and I was just swiping through songs, and Too Much Sauce came on by DJ Esco with Future and Uzi.
First of all, that album in general.
Oh, amazing. But I was just sitting there like, bro, this dude, Future, I'm a Drake guy. I'm a big Drake guy. And I love Drake will always be my number one guy, like, when it comes to rap.
Bro,
and
we
I'm
start this Kendrick
to.
Versus Drake convo, I'm going to be mad at you, bro.
I don't need to. I'm not. But Future has been doing it, too. Like, Future has been around just as long, dropping hits just as much. Yeah. Like, that's why when you talk about the big three and talk about that, if Cole dropped down, like, Future's got to be that guy.
Who said Cole dropped down?
I think bowing out of all that shit.
Bro, it was the smartest thing he could have did.
I agree, but it's still soft. Like, in that
how
scenario.
Is it so, how is it? How is. Okay, first of all, how is preventing yourself from doing some lame shit?
Can I be honest?
How's that soft?
He dropped the song and then took it off of streaming platforms.
And then literally was like, this is the lamest shit I've ever done. Yeah, but
like, you got to think, bro. Like, Cole is not the type of guy to be, like, doing that. Like, he's all, like, peace, like, he wants.
Look at Cole,
love,
looking
you know
at
I mean?
J. Cole,
but he was ready to shit on those.
Dealing
dudes.
With J.
Oh,
Cole is like trying to deal with
Cole
J. Lee.
That's what you
feel me? You yeah. know, Jet Li gonna beat your ass, but he's not gonna try and fight you because he know he can beat your ass. All
right, I disrespected Cole. I'll say that.
I genuinely Cole. Think Cole is a better rapper than both of them.
I think that's by far, without a question.
Kendrick wouldn't even be a thing without J. Cole. But a lot of people don't know that, so y'all be glazing hard as fuck.
I was going to say, I feel like Kendrick's fan base is just more like...
psychotic? Delusional?
I guess you could say
Taylor
that,
Swift.
Yeah.
They're Swifties.
YB?
Who do you think won? Here's the thing. If we're talking numbers, like, Kendrick won, but I don't think Kendrick had the best song. I don't mean to bring it up, but, like, I'm genuinely curious on your opinion
on
this.
Yeah, because I'm way past this, too. Like,
I thought he was on Kendrick. I thought
My
he was on Team Kendrick.
My reason for why I said Drake won had nothing to do with who had a better song. I lost a lot of respect for Kendrick in that beef.
Why?
Why the fuck would you call that man a colonizer?
That's true.
I don't give a shit if he is mixed breeded or not, or from Canada. That's still a black man at the end of the day. A successful black man in a country where it's very hard for us to be successful. Just because he got white roots?
Yeah.
Come on now. Yeah. Let's be real. Your wife is mixed. Your kids are mixed. That's what, you just disrespected your wife and your kids in the same sense if we going to use that logic. And then on top of that, how you going to say you for the culture and you tearing down another great person? I'm not going to lie. GNX, bangers.
You
this
fuck
is
with
the Kendrick
it?
I missed.
You fuck with
that
it?
Luther song with SZA,
I'm just
man.
Saying, bro.
SZA's insane. Like, genuinely one of the most talented people that's ever been in the music industry.
But everybody been waiting on somebody to dethrone Drake. And honestly, it's like the Tom Brady or LeBron James argument. When you've been winning for that long, people start itching to see somebody else be the top dog.
Yeah.
Drake had to come down at some point.
My thing is, I think Kendrick's just kind of riding the wave a little too long. But at the same time, it makes sense because in a lot of the diss tracks, they're saying how he hasn't dropped enough for him to like be like solidified like that.
He hasn't.
But that's why he's dropping so much now, and he's riding that wave because,
dude,
look at his fan base now. His fan base just grew to a whole new level.
I feel like a lot of the audience that grew, they aren't Kendrick fans. They're just Drake haters. You know? I mean, maybe now they might be coming fans now after GNX.
Bro, you never heard Section 80? I'm not going to consider you a Kendrick fan. Let me be real about that.
Yeah.
I remember listening to my first Kendrick Lamar song ever.
You feel me? Like, Good Kid, Mad City was a masterpiece. Still is one of the greatest rap albums I've ever heard. Let's be real. He didn't just make a great project. He highlighted what it was to be a black man in a crazy time.
Yeah.
Especially in California where gangbanging is a serious thing.
Yeah.
You damn near got no choice but to join a set. You feel me?
Yeah.
If you're not part of a set, you liable to be running with somebody who is in a set. So even if you a good kid, you about to get in trouble because y'all doing baby kid shit. Kendrick's history is still solidified. He's still a great artist and a fantastic creator. Because let's be honest, it's very rare people write their own shit throughout their entire career.
That's true.
Even when you're a great creator like Drake, labels are going to throw writers at you.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why people be like, oh, they got ghostwriters. That's a bad thing. Look, somebody come to me with a hit record. And they need my voice.
And they want,
I'm doing that shit.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Right.
They want me to. Okay. You did the hardest part.
And
I don't give a shit about being the greatest rapper alive. I care about being successful in this shit.
It's just another form of collaboration, too, dude.
Facts.
Like, it's no different than some dude making the beat
Take
for
D'Angelo
you.
Take D'Angelo Ball, for instance.
That shit.
Lonzo wrote that shit.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He confirmed that he didn't.
He confirmed he didn't write that.
Yeah, he just said he only did the cover art. He said he only did the cover. No, that was fake.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that was fake. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I promise that was fake. Look it up. Fact check it.
I'm a fact checker, but
I'm like,
here's why
been
I believe,
corner.
Here's
whoa,
why I believe
whoa.
That shit. Lonzo was a rapper before he got into the league. They literally made him stop rapping because he wasn't living up to his game as a hooper. And he wasn't a bad rapper either. Lonzo was pretty straight.
He was all right.
He had talent.
But like, I mean, like, who's the best NBA hooper rapper?
Damian Lillard.
Yeah, I think that's number one, right?
Damian Lillard lyrical,
Miles
but
Bridges.
Like if you want bangers, it's Miles Bridges.
Miles Bridges got some shit. Marvin Bagley
nah,
has some
both
shit.
Of them. Do you remember the Marvin Bagley, Damian Lillard SoundCloud beef that they were going back and forth on?
No, I don't.
What,
no disrespect
dude?
To Dame Dolla, though. You can spit for sure.
Can
but
Shaq
if we're talking
rap?
About rappers, of course Diesel can rap.
So
he can do
like
it whatever he wants,
one,
bro.
No.
No.
Definitely not number one.
It's Dame.
Did
you
Master
want...
P play in the NBA?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
So is it him?
Nah, I feel like Master P is just an outlier. Cause I ain't gonna lie, Master P and damn near lived every black man's dream.
He's playing my career.
Bro just doing side missions at this point.
Lyrical rapper Damian Lillard.
Absolutely.
Banger raps
Miles Bridges. You know what, that's a fair assessment.
That's how
actually.
I would look at it.
That's valid, I guess.
I can't think of who else is rapping. Actually, you guys remember when Lance Stevenson dropped a song?
Garbage. No, that was terrible.
Garbage.
That was terrible.
Or Terry Rozier.
That was Miles' fault, but that song was hard, though.
Let's go through the bad rappers.
Because, look, I ain't going to lie. Miles said
at
some
the
of
Yankees
the most
game with a Mets hat.
I was about to say, he said some of the most disrespectful sports bars ever. Because being at a Yankees game with a Mets hat will
it's
get
wild.
Your ass whooped.
Whipped. That's like wearing Michigan at Ohio State game. Like, it's like same thing.
Or like when you, or do what I do. Because my little brother go to state and I wear U of M shit every time I go visit him.
Yeah, but Sparty, like I'm a Sparty guy. I know you are too. But like, I feel like it's not as big of a deal.
That's why y'all suck.
As the Michigan. Oh, all right, relax.
Go green.
Go look at the basketball ranking,
go
brother.
Green.
Think
go
we
green.
Care about basketball in
yes.
college?
Yes. They just had Juwan Howard there. They definitely care about it. You guys have like... some iconic moments in basketball. What are you talking about? Fab Five?
It was fantastic.
But, like, that's, like, a part of history.
That Trey
like,
Burke era, dude.
That's
that was
another
amazing.
One.
That was an amazing time to be a Michigan fan.
I hated the with the beeline coaching.
But when it comes to college sports, I can never get into basketball. But I love football, though, when it comes to college.
What else is new, man? I feel like we just touched on pop culture. I'm trying to talk about you now. I feel like, you know, you said we went on a long tangent after we said that you've been on a three-year hiatus.
I caught myself giving up on rap. None of my friends will let me, especially my cousin Reg. And shout out to my boy Jungle, because I told him I was done rapping. That nigga looked at me like I was crazy.
Shout out Reggie.
Done doing what? He's like, nigga, you ain't even give it a real go. What you mean you done? You ain't even really start. I was like, you might be right.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
You feel me? I am a part of Crowd Freak now. You feel me? Shout out to him. Shout out to Kurt. Shout out to my boy Freeball Will, because I would not be a part of Crowd Freak if it was not for him. I'm not going to lie. He definitely put that word in for me. I'm very appreciative of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they've been keeping me busy.
Yeah.
How did that process start? Like, how did?
It was literally like a job interview.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they posted one day and was like, yeah, we looking for new members. I've been going around Crowd Freak since they started. Yeah. That was literally where I got my start at.
So they were already kind of familiar with you?
Very.
All right.
Very.
Like, so it made sense.
I already knew Corey. I already knew Henny. Yeah. I already knew Two Down.
Yeah.
Jungle been my boy since for the longest. I already knew Kurt. Like, I literally knew everybody already. So yeah. it was like a familiar face showing up to the interview.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to pull one of them. Y'all know me already. Let me in this shit. No, I was like, I feel like I still got to earn my spot.
Right.
That's valid.
Crowd Freak is actually a distribution company.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Like, we really distribute music. Like, first of all, fuck DistroKid, because they got a known history for delaying people projects. We don't do that.
That is true.
You feel me? For the beautiful price of $18.99, you get as many drops as you want.
For a whole year?
Drops. Huh?
For a whole year?
Absolutely.
$18.99 for a whole year?
Yes, sir.
And they come out on time?
On time.
Damn.
My boys ain't missed a drop yet. Distro Freak has made my life easy. Like, I haven't even started dropping yet, and I already love the setup.
Yeah.
I get to choose my own domain name. Like, for $20 on DistroKid, all you get to do is drop. You don't even get to decide when you drop.
Right.
For $18.99, I get to drop whenever I please, time my drops. I get to have my label name. I get my own personal URL, and they make it so much easier for you to collect your royalties and your money.
That's fire.
And they show you real-time tracking. Go sign up with DistroKid.
Because let people know, bro. Because, that like, DistroKid is not the most reliable thing.
Hit Instagram. Go to Crowd Freak Distribution. Thank me later. I just did you a favor.
So what else is on the agenda or horizon?
Well, right now I'm already working on more music, of course. Mm-hmm. For starters, before I even get to dropping the new music, though, I got to drop all the music that I did here, because I got 2 years worth of bangers that I never put out. Only y'all have heard them, so I gotta get that out of there.
Hands up if you came to party.
You're never gonna let me let that go, are you? You still want to be on the remix, don't you?
I mean, I haven't recorded in a while, but like,
oh, so you sweet, I get a free pass to lead you off the song. I don't know. I'm messing with you.
Sorry. I'm not saying I'm retired. I'm more like, I guess, break right now. Yeah, being Will for a while rather than Siren.
How's it feel being a regular civilian?
Sucks.
I bet.
I miss this shit.
It's more turned on this side. I ain't gonna
100%.
Lie.
Is he familiar with your condition and whatnot?
Yeah. Me and him.
I'm just curious.
In fact, that day we were hooping, we talked.
Yeah, like, okay, yeah. Okay. We had a whole conversation about it before I got stung by a bee.
Oh, yeah. We were sitting up, because that's where we were smoking under this, like, little awning.
That's how,
like,
I got stung.
And there was, like, 9 beehives. And he got, yeah.
Took me to the most dangerous court.
That court's fun, though. And it was chill, like, right by my, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
I really got lucky I caught the bee when I caught it, because even though it stung me, it didn't fully penetrate, and that would have been bad. Wait, pause.
Thank you.
That's a crazy way to describe a bee.
Didn't penetrate? That's crazy.
I just barely got stung. I got lucky because I'm really allergic to bees, for real.
Yeah, that's why it was like, when D1 said that, I was like, oh, fuck. Like, yeah, we should go. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I was done. I was like, let me hurry up and get back to somewhere I know an EpiPen, that just in case. Because I did not have one on me.
But
getting stung was not on the agenda that day.
Yeah, no, I definitely miss being out here all the time.
I miss some Fridays we used to have.
Yeah.
Fridays used to be legendary.
Oh, Chance's Crib.
For those of y'all that don't know, Fridays were days where Chance would not schedule a single soul but us, because we was in there from sun up to sundown.
Who would it be? You?
Me, my D1. Boy Sean, my boy HBR Sean.
HBR Sean.
1031 Louie.
Yep,
the D1. Real D1. My boy HBR Molly K.
Were you there the night that everything deleted?
Yes.
Oh, I remember hearing about that. I was with you guys that next day.
So we're out. We're.
No, I wasn't there. I got a phone call.
I went to Chance's at 5.
I wasn't there. I got a phone call.
Like, during the day. They all pulled up. Oh, yeah, okay, so you weren't there.
Didn't we talk about this on the last pod?
We might have talked about it on D1's.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, because I don't know if we would have brought it up on his. Right?
What?
That specific thing.
Oh, yeah, when everything got deleted.
Bro, they got there around 7, went all night. Chance was still working at the gas station at the time. So he had an early shift at like 6 a.m. And he was just going to drop me off because it was right there. Get done with the session. He has like 30 minutes to chill. I'm not going to say who came in. Someone came in, drunk as shit. It wasn't anybody that was like recording at the time, but he is a rapper.
We never have to ask who this
shout out
is.
Bro, you know who I'm talking about. He comes in, he's like, play me what you guys did.
Oh,
reopens the computer, all of it's like gone. Damn. HBR did like those guys did like 9 songs that night, and I had done 2 for my album that both were gone.
Damn.
Wild.
So what are you planning on dropping soon, Jeff?
Oh yeah.
You said you gotta drop stuff that you already got in the vault.
Of course.
What's the rollout? Is it gonna be more like single or like oriented, or is it gonna be like some type of project?
No, I'm coming project for project with mine. All I ain't gonna lie to you. Just because I really, at one point in time, and here's what really made me say I gotta do it. I lost all my music.
Like, wow.
I updated my phone and my music didn't come with it, so I thought I lost everything.
Do you have it in your files or your notes?
Box app.
Oh, okay. The Dropbox thing?
Yeah. But then when I logged into it, it was all gone. I was devastated. I'm like, oh. Like, some of them songs was, like, personal, and that they can't be replicated because I was, like, really going through stuff in my life at the time, and I put some of my heart into that music. Don't get me wrong. I still have some of my certified bangers, but the ones I felt like really spoke volumes as to who I was as an artist, those were all gone, so I felt like I lost my identity.
Yeah.
That was really partially why I was like, I'm done. It was kind of hard to get focused after that, and losing a few of the people that I lost that meant so much to me.
Yeah, I feel you.
That was real rough. But yeah, I got like 4 projects on tuck right now.
Damn.
Me and my boy Henny, my boy CBSM Henny, we working on some shit right now. We got an EP coming up. Can't wait for that. That's going to be quite an experience. My boy don't do nothing but drop straight club bangers. You feel me?
Facts.
Might fuck around and have him get to talking on some shit too. You feel me? Because that nigga can rap. That nigga can rap his ass off.
Shit, you said you wanted to put out an EP, me and you.
Absolutely, Nate, man. Them beat packs you've been dropping lately, straight fire.
What I got in the vault right now, I got a lot of shit that I think you would mess with.
You know me,
well,
man.
After we get off this, we'll skim
you
through the vault.
You know I'm going to hear every bit of
it. Yeah. What else is new with you? You just did a show.
Yeah, man. I just did my first performance at Crowd Freak where it all started. I haven't been on stage in 3 years. I think the last show I did was Camp Currency.
Damn. That's crazy.
That's a while ago.
You jumped up on stage with me when I was performing.
Yo, that was fun, too. That was fun, too. I think I was on everybody's set. I was on Juan's. I was on my boy Juan Donovan's set, too. Shout out my boy Juan Donovan. Me and him got a crazy single we working on right now. It's, like, well out of my range, too.
Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking
That's
about.
That's been in the works for, like, a year.
I was about to say, I've been putting that song together for an entire year. Yeah. Like, it took me 6 months just to write my verse.
I remember you telling me that. I think it was the day you pulled up. When Sean was supposed to be on the podcast.
Yep.
And you pulled up.
Instead, with no Sean.
And Sean did not.
Pulled up, supposed to be bringing my boy, no Sean.
Sean, what are we doing, man?
Bro, you know he introverted, man. He don't like people. He don't do cameras too much. You know how long it took for me to get him just to start shooting videos?
Hey, hold on. Real quick, we got to talk about that Frank and him video.
Hey, I'm popping it up.
How did that happen? Because you told me you set that up.
That was my idea. Like,
shout out Frank. Well. Frank's here. Frank's in the
crib
room.
Tripping. He like, damn, I don't know where I'm finna shoot it. I don't know what I'm finna do. He like, I want to do a green screen project. I'm like, bro. I'm like, dude, shoot it in your living room. Like, I've been to his crib once or twice.
Yeah.
Cause don't nobody really go over there for real. I was like, your living room definitely big enough. You gotta switch it around. He like, yeah, but I don't want to just be an average video. Cause he had the idea. Having a sumo fight part of the video. I'm like, no, bro. I'm like, look, you already was gonna do this anyway. I'm like, call Frank. I know Frank gonna love this idea. Call Frank, give Frank a cup, and put him on camera. Tell him to take his shirt off. It's gonna be gold. You know Frank come, yeah, you know Frank come out the shirt instantly every single time. You feel me? He don't care. That's why we love Frank. You feel me? He nothing but himself, and that's all you can be. That was so fun to put together. And when he finally showed me the video, I'm like, this is what we needed. Shout out to Kyle.
I was gonna ask
Kyle did
what,
a lot of
I was
directing
ask,
on that video too.
What Kyle think of Frank?
Yo, bro, Kyle couldn't stop laughing for a good little minute. He, I can't believe this shit turned out so well.
Man, we got to get him on a pod. He's done a lot of work with a lot of people.
Good luck catching up with that man. That boy be all over the place.
I was going to say, he's probably booked up.
Yeah, 12 Mile Kyle.
He's gotta be, seen a lot of your shit, bro. We never talked, but yeah, like, no, dope.
I want to get him on here and chop it up with him.
We gonna definitely try. I'm going to definitely try and help y'all make that happen for sure, because that's my guy.
I'm sure he's a busy man.
He really is. Between doing everything with Lando and the Hip Hop Lab, plus the multiple shoots with Trapper and trying, my boy do not let up. Not to mention doing what he be doing for us and Sean, you feel me? He been a real instrumental piece in helping me get Sean outside the house.
Good.
Yeah, that's dope.
Because Sean could be, like, bro.
Dude, Sean's so cold, bro. He's so good at rapping.
He just now finally getting to the point where he getting comfortable with himself,
and he's consistent with it, too. Like, he's putting out, like, regular, really, you know what I mean? Yeah.
You know how much, you know how many conversations me and Molly had to gang up on that man one time. Just to get him to really start doing,
like,
it.
When we were, even when Chance was in the old studio at the crib, I was telling him, I'm like, bro, Sean's got something.
Sean is a generational talent. It's not too many artists that come around that can do what he does.
His punchline's off the top, bro.
I've never seen that man use a pen, not one time ever in life. He don't even think when he in the booth for real, at all. He just be saying shit.
And he's got some of the craziest punchlines, bro.
Not to mention, he really his own engineer, and as much as I love what he be putting out, he still ain't gave the people the real heat.
That's dope that he, like, took the time to learn that stuff, too.
Bro, literally crafted his own sound.
Yeah. I respect him for that, bro. That's dope.
A little help from Chance, of course, on the tightening up and, you know, the little few edges, but for the most part, he really crafted his own sound. Yeah, and that's something that you really don't see, because I can record music. I was doing it before I ever met Chance. That's how I made music in the first place. That's the only way I was gonna make music, because studios be waxing, you feel me? But
facts.
That boy special. I still look at Sean like he the one. Like, he was the first person to ask me, like, can you manage me? And being somebody's manager when you're not even successful yourself is kind of a wild statement, because, like, when they first approached me about this shit, I'm like, you know I'm not rich or famous. How the fuck am I going to help you? I'm not rich or famous. How am I going to help you? But bro, trust in me. And honestly, I'd be having to say it to him a bunch of times, but he'd been following the blueprint, and it's been working out for him.
That's dope, man. I wish that guy nothing but the best, because I really like his music. I do. And he's a cool dude.
And he can do a bunch of different styles, too. He can do
that,
like,
song with him and Chance, bro.
That one, yeah.
That song was so hard.
That, like,
all that was like a different type of, that was like a different type of sound for him. Yeah. You know what song I'm talking about? Yeah. The one with him and Chance?
Yeah.
On Chance's,
On Time, I think it's called.
Yeah, and it was
Or Time, something like that.
It was like Dust Settles.
That song was hard.
Speaking of, I will be dropping the one song that I do got with Chance, because, you know, after we done did so much, we've been in the booth for 4 years now.
Coming up.
Damn. We only ever made one song together.
2021.
Only one?
One.
Bro,
I feel like I think I know what song you're talking about too.
Yeah.
It was at the crib, wasn't it?
No, I was here.
Was it?
We made it here.
You guys never made one at the crib?
Hell nah.
Fuck out of here.
I'm so serious.
Right, but, hey, but you got to think, Chance wasn't really, like, locked in on, like, making his own music while he was at the crib.
That is very true.
That didn't really start until we got here, because he said, I'm going on a run.
Yeah, he hooked me up with a feature for mine. Like, he would do a case.
Yeah, he would do features, you know, and then, like, that was, like, the No Hard Feelings 2 era. Like, me and him were putting something together, and he was just engineering for real.
Yeah, like, he really wasn't caring
to be
a rapper.
Right.
What year was that?
22.
I want to say 2022, 2023.
I think it's 22, and then we 22. Started in 21. Like, he opened.
It was like 21-ish. We put out No Hard Feelings 2 in 2022.
No, I was 2022 for sure.
Yeah.
You got to remember, we was some of the first customers to really start coming.
Chance opened August of 21, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it was
Like, locked in, like, that December going into New Year's.
Yeah.
Because it was January when I met him.
I sent a picture of you to our 2K group chat, because they're all talking about playing, and I wanted to show them, like, what I was doing. And D1 says, I'm in the chat, that Z-list-ass rapper.
this coming from a retired has-been. Come on, bro. You're not even a rapper no more, gang. Lock the fuck in. I respect why you stopped, though. You feel me?
Oh, I got to say what I said to him in the chat the other night.
But you're not a rapper right now, gang.
I might have
to. You got
to.
Some tightening up to do before you can call me a Z-list. You're not even on the list, gang.
So
at least I'm on the list.
Yeah, at least I'm on the list.
That's crazy.
I did a podcast short for our 2K squad, because we had Zenden on.
Yeah.
And for all the fans, like, you guys have seen this short, I tagged D1 in it. And then we play video games later. And D1 was like, don't tag me in your short. I'm like, brother, it's only mention you're getting right now, dog. Like that's, I said the only thing you dropped this year was a kid.
Oh man, I ain't gonna say too much because you know my boy got a competitive ass spirit. And he take that shit personal.
Nah, let him.
He worse than Michael Jordan. I ain't gonna lie,
brother. Use me. Give D1 back rapping again. That's fine with me.
Oh no, he back rapping.
I know he is.
He back rapping. I know. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. He hit my phone the other day. That boy got some shit on Tuck.
Yeah, for real.
We just gotta get him back in the booth.
Yeah, that's true.
He got some shit on Tuck.
Yeah,
but right now he's a has been.
That's crazy.
I like his music too.
Koo said braids fire.
Thank you. Shout out my boy Koo.
This is just a chat. It is like
keep the last episode with Koo.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Hey, tap into Who Ate the Internet too. Them shorts be fucking hilarious.
Yeah, those are really.
We just started putting out my behind the scenes stuff too.
Isn't?
Because I'm not like an actual character. I only make an appearance in the show like once.
I think our episode is dropping Sunday.
Yeah, it is. Pop it up when it's ready, but you have to watch this. It's hilarious.
So, have you ever been to a Diddy party?
Bro, what?
Can we talk about how all the people who made P. Diddy bars in their raps, all y'all are under investigation now because that shit did not age well.
Eminem?
You think P. Slim? Diddy? Mm-hmm. You think Shady? Eminem?
I'm not going to speak on Eminem because I've learned that...
He's that guy.
Huh?
He's that guy.
I mean, nobody can deny what Eminem did, but
you can't.
But then the offset chance that he see this, I still want to work with that man.
It's Eminem, dog.
No, I don't think he's on. I don't think he's being investigated. But you just said like whoever's like mentioned him in music.
That Diddy bar he said was fucking crazy.
I know.
Wait, I just spelled the word rapper and leave out a P. Diddy. That shit was wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
How does your brain even think of that?
Bro, Eminem is he's different. That's why he's too good. That's why people don't like it.
I love the shit that he rap about. I just don't like his cadence. But that don't mean he's not great.
No, this last album was good. Like, it's hard for me to like drive around listening to Eminem, but like I still respect.
No,
the
I'm
crap
still banging the Marshall Mathers EP.
Yeah.
Houdini. Sure. I can listen to Houdini bumping. I'm not going to lie. I think that's a good song. And the one he did with J.I.D. on the Fuel. That song is hard. J.I.D. goes stupid.
He's so
underrated. You know
what
song I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He's so underrated.
Oh, for real.
J.I.D., I do see how, but that's only because people don't have the attention span for real rap. Although
I like him a lot. He's super
creative. The dynamic is changing.
Yeah, it's starting to become more lyrical now.
Because they tired of hearing that hippie hoppity bullshit that they call in rap.
We were talking about this on, was it the Zen or the Coos episode? Like, are we going to turn into those old heads that are like, man, turn that rap music off and like play what we've been listening to?
I've been that way for the last 2 years, bro. I'm not going to fake it to you. I'm sorry, but this shit, it be catchy, but that's about all it is.
The girl that just hosted the Golden Globes, she went on Howard Stern after, and she read all of her jokes that she wasn't allowed to say. And one of the jokes was... It's really nice to see everyone gathered here. The next time everyone in this room will be gathered is at the Diddy trial. And it made me bust out. Like, imagine.
That's hilarious.
Imagine if she had said that. Like,
can we speak on that about comedy now? Because, first of all, can we make comedy slightly offensive and a little racist again? I'm a black man saying this. Can we make it a little racist again? I'm okay with it. This shit's funny.
Sometimes it's... Are you hip to Kill Tony?
Yes.
Oh, it's coming to Diamondback Saloon in Belleville.
Say swear to God.
Yeah, I just sent it to my boys the other day.
We should go.
Yeah. Anyway, say what you were going to say, but...
Fucking love them. And that's all that's a bit like what I watch. I'm a big Bert Kreischer guy. I'm a big Tom Segura guy. Tom Segura talks about when his dad died. His dad was laying there and his dad pulls... He's like, something I got to tell you. And Tom's like, this is going to be like giving me like a treasure chest or something.
You know who I've been
That's sick.
Oh, you know who I've been really messing with the most?
Yeah, they're pulling. You know what Diamondback Saloon is, right?
I definitely got to go see that. Yeah,
Diamondback Music Hall.
My boy Jungle and Sodden.
Why did I say
that bitch down?
Saloon? Why did I say Saloon?
I don't know. I thought it was
what am
be
I thinking
like a
of?
Bar. I don't know.
Diamond?
Drink Saloon, maybe?
No. Two completely different vibes. Yeah. Anyways, back to what you were saying.
Do be alcohol there.
He was talking about how when his dad was about to die, his dad was like, come here, I got something to tell you. And he leans in, thinking it's going to be like the Fountain of Youth or like I have a treasure buried in the backyard. And he was like, I always didn't mind a full bush on a lady. And then he goes, and then Tom's like, and then he said the N-word, and then he died. Like, it was just like real. That shit's funny. Like, that's obviously he's joking.
No,
you know what I mean?
I get what you're saying, though, Jet. Like, I think the
world
didn't.
They
didn't accept the actual, like, the meaning behind it, bro. Like, it's supposed to be funny. Like,
stop
it's,
being some sensitive they're little soft, bitches. Bro. It's yeah, okay, they're being bro. Soft. It's supposed to be funny. We don't mean it. We love y'all. But it's supposed to be funny. Y'all taking the fun out of this shit.
I love watching the YouTube videos, like the hecklers getting like kicked out of the comedy clubs or whatever. Oh, like,
bro, I like seeing them just get outsmarted. Like you yeah. see those and dudes the comedians that are
just going on them, like it's like, hilarious.
Like, those people, like what people don't get is those people are professionals. They are up there telling comedy. You don't think they can think on the fly?
Oh, they got them in the chamber. Oh ready my to go, god, bro.
Man, what? Ready. Especially my man who be doing the crowd work from Wildin' Out. I know his name, but I can't think of
Matt Rife.
Matt Rife, yeah. Bro, I
great.
Love Matt Rife.
Great, he's yeah. awesome.
Did y'all see? Okay, so look, it was a situation, right? He said something about, you know, the short bus people. I ain't gonna say nothing crazy because I'm not big enough to not get canceled. I'm waiting to get the Boosie status, though. I'm going to be unstoppable.
You've said some fucked up shit out here. I'm not going to lie. So, like,
I say some fucked up shit in general. You've yeah. seen my Instagram stories. You say some wild shit.
Bro, about the fires
relax,
the other day.
Relax.
Oh, you should have seen what I cut out of the Coos episode the other night. Oh, man. Better than, bro.
Siren, bro. You know how many people I pissed off with that?
Bro, he did. He was like, I don't care. Like, I really don't.
I pissed so many people off with that. But Matt Rife, it was his one episode. He made a comment about the short bus people. He got so much backlash for that shit. And every person that DM'd him like a hate message, he sent them a link. The link was to the slow people helmet. Yeah. That was the funniest
bro,
shit ever.
I remember that.
That's crazy.
That was the funniest shit
ever. I think he ended up like publicly apologizing.
He ain't had
though.
No choice.
Right.
But it's still funny.
Good PR.
It's still funny.
To apologize.
You want to hear some funny, like, slash wild shit I heard? So Adam22 was talking about Morgan Wallen. Morgan Wallen and Lil Durk made a, like, posted a picture. Or Lil Durk posted a picture of himself with Morgan.
Right.
Morgan commented on it, 3 duck emojis. So for those that don't know, there was a rapper. It's something duck. I don't know what the first letters were. But... apparently, like, Dirk had somebody kill him, or, like, Vaughn had
first
somebody.
First of all, that never happened. Dirk didn't get nobody killed, ever. He's a rapper, bro. He just be speaking on shit that happens in the city.
What about Vaughn?
I don't know, man.
We can't speak on Vaughn.
I don't know none of these people.
Yeah, that's
rest
true.
In peace to that man.
That is
supposedly,
true.
Supposedly, he's supposed to be, like, that guy. Who the hell knows? As far as I know, that man's a rapper.
Bro, okay? Yeah. Okay, fair.
Can't take these rappers for what they say is face value. Their job is to tell stories.
That's true. People started commenting at Morgan. Like, yo, that's fucked up. Like, you can't, like, you're like, he's dead now. Like, you're.
Man, he picked his side. He know what he did.
So Morgan commented and he was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I wasn't trying to offend anybody that was dead. I don't mean, like, I would never do that on purpose. Me and Dirk just always talk about how much we love duck hunting. And I was like, damn. Is that not crazy? Bro, Adam 22 was telling some dude and the dude's like, oh, Dirk's a fucking savage. I was like, that's crazy.
That's not funny because I ain't gonna lie, a bunch of my people, that was they people. Like, Duck was they folks. So rest
so
in peace
rough,
to that man too. You
but that's
me?
Wild.
That is a crazy
that is
statement
crazy.
From a country singer. Although, don't get it twisted, country people are crazy as hell. They will shoot the shit out of y'all.
What else you got coming up?
Oh,
any
man.
Any
okay,
other
so
shows or
it'll be over by the time this episode come out. But this coming weekend, we doing Strolling Loud in Bowling Green. We bringing out YNJ. We got ooh. A bunch of indie artists coming out. My boy Jungle performing. My nigga Freeball Will hosting. My boy DJ Swoo on the ones and twos. Best DJ in Detroit. I'ma just throw that out there right now. You feel me? One of the most humble guys I ever met too.
How do you?
He really liked that when it comes to that table.
Type
like
shit.
In a world where DJs don't really scratch no more.
Yeah.
Bro be getting
go
down.
To work. Yeah.
Bro be getting down. Not to mention, he don't just play popular music. He play vibrant music that
yeah.
create actual moments. That's yeah. why I'm telling you, y'all got to come to a Swoo Saturday.
I have to.
Run it.
Yeah.
It's one of the best places you will see an entire crowd of people banging Miley Cyrus. Swear to God.
Sounds fun.
I'm so serious. And we all going to sing it word for
yeah,
word. That's like our shit.
He knows yeah. every word to Party in the USA.
Right, that's
relax.
That's the
so
one.
You,
gonna, that's the,
so
you know, that,
you,
that's like that's like his theme track. So you would fit right in. I'm
we
telling
all
you.
Do, dog.
You
would
fit right
us.
In.
That's one of those. It's like that. Don't Stop Believing. We all know that.
That's one that's going to get played. Don't let Maroon 5's coming on for
oh,
sure.
My, yeah.
You
yeah.
feel me? He wanted them DJs that don't just play popular music because it's popular music. He played timeless music that create real, actual vibes. You feel me? My boy Maury Corey.
When is this like for real? Tonight?
No. This upcoming Friday.
Oh, okay.
Friday coming. Yep.
Oh, okay. How do you think it'll go?
how do I think it'll go?
Yeah.
First of all, it's a crowd freak event. It's going to be a banger.
Okay.
As my boy Kurt would say, big situation.
Type shit.
Big situation. You feel me? Then the following day after that, I got to be back here. We doing the very first ever in the world silent headphone fashion show where I will be on the runway for the first time. Not gonna lie, nervous as shit. Never been a model before.
You did talk about this, though. We did talk about this. How do you think it's gonna compare as, like, from being a guy that's up on stage rapping as compared to walking the runway?
I'm mostly trying not to look stupid.
Okay.
I remember I was doing my first practice. I was doing my practice walks. They told me my walk was pretty straight on the spot, but I was overthinking it. They told me I looked comfortable everywhere but in my face. So I got a long hallway at the crib. I've been at the crib walking back and forth for hours on end trying to make sure I do this right.
Just smoke a little bit before. Just be all up.
It's unprofessional, man.
You know what I mean? No.
Unprofessional, I mean, man. I got to be a thoroughbred professional guy when I'm on that stage.
Probably get paranoid, too, thinking everyone's staring at you.
I mean, that's what I do before I get on stage. I would smoke. So that's why I suggest, like, I smoke before.
No. Usually when I'm rapping, you feel me, I do usually smoke beforehand. Although I've been living a real sober life since the year started.
You were saying that.
It's been quite fantastic because I haven't been sober in a very long time.
Good for you, bro. Yeah, that's dope.
That's awesome.
That's dope.
Yeah. I kind of lost my mind for a minute and I was burying it in alcohol and weed and shit.
Yeah. I think everyone has that point. For me, I was never a big drinker, but there was a period of time where I was going out every weekend, Friday and Saturday, just to,
I had this one experience. Here's what really made me go, like, all right, it's time for a change. First of all, shout out to D1, because he really called me out on this for real.
Fuck it. Fuck you.
No, I ain't going to lie. I got to really give bro a lot of props, because, like, bro really, like.
It was like a wake-up call type shit?
Bro, what?
Like cut a smack right in the face?
Straight surgeon style, cut right into me. Like, bro, I get what you're going through, but at this point, you using that shit as an excuse.
Yeah.
That's a good friend, though, bro.
And as mad as I was at the time, like, I was ready to fight and all that, but he was right. Those, like, I had to really sit myself down in the corner and was like, damn. He's actually correct.
Yeah.
This is what I mean when I say real friends are very rare, because, like, during that time period, I was posting videos. I was always out. Everybody DMing me, texting me, talking about, damn, bro, you turned. I need to come hang out with you.
Yeah.
I think I had a couple people really text me and was like, all right, bro, are you okay?
Yeah.
like you be partying, but you been going hard.
Yeah.
What's up? Like, are you okay? Shout out to my boy Don, for real, because he was one of the first people to really reach out to me and be like, all right, look. I know you can drink, but you've been overdoing it.
Yeah.
So are we allowed to talk the reason why?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm here to be fully open. I feel like it's a must.
I'm curious, like, what got you to that state of where you were just doing it as, like, an excuse almost? Like, how do you want to say it?
Now, remember when I told y'all my daughter saved my life?
Yeah.
During that period point in time, I lost almost all of my friends to death.
Yeah. You were here.
One of my friends died while I was here in the studio.
Damn.
Like, that was the craziest shit ever. And it's not like I'm just losing them to just random situations either. Like, some of them getting killed. I brought my cousin Jamal here. This was the first studio he ever recorded in. 4 months later, him, his brother, and one of our closest friends, I look at him like a brother too, they all died in a car accident on Mother's Day.
I remember that.
Rest in peace, that was rough. Man. That's...
Like, I lost a lot of people, and it was like back-to-back months for like 2 years straight. And I'm not going to lie, I never really experienced death that close before. Like, I've lost relatives. Like, I lost my Uncle Richard. That was hard.
Yeah.
But I was so young back then. It was, grieving wasn't really a thing. You know, I'm still a kid. I'm like 15 at the time when we lost
him. Yeah.
So I'm an adult now. Like, and these are not just people that I knew. These are people that I spent my childhood with. These are sandbox friends.
Yeah.
I almost lost my life the day one of my best friends got killed.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I was betrayed by somebody who was very close to me. And then 2 days later, I lost somebody else by the same person that nearly took me out. So it was like dealing with all of that. I lost my mind.
Yeah.
Entirely. Like, shout out to the mother of my kids and to my children, because they were the first sign of me trying to pull it together. But even then, that was still rough. Like, I'm being a responsible father, but when I'm not with my kids, I'm outside.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be with my own thoughts. I'm I'm about to go get a drink somewhere. I was drinking by my, you know how people be like, I can't drink by myself? Yeah. Dude, I'm drinking whole fifths to the face in the crib.
Hey,
I used to be on my Instagram story just dancing to music. That was the most depressing shit I ever went through.
Whenever you were here, you had a bottle, you know?
Yeah. See what I'm saying? I was never sober.
You think the alcohol was just like numbing that and just like taking your mind away from the stuff that was going on?
I have a song where I said this, and this is how I knew I was in a dark place. I literally said in the song, I was like, I've been finding peace in the bottom of the bottle.
Yeah.
And for somebody to say something like that, that's some dark shit for real. Because ain't no love down there.
Yeah.
There was an old pro wrestler that's actually passed away, Scott Hall. I watched his documentary, and he was talking about he had a big problem with alcohol and pills and stuff while he was wrestling and stuff. Mostly because, like, the life behind the curtain sucked, and he wanted to keep that feeling that he had when he was out in the, like, performing.
In
the ring. He talked about how, like, you can't say that that shit doesn't work, because it does.
For quite some time, it really did help. Like, yeah. Mask.
He's like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, it did. Like, it did what it was supposed to do.
Like, it absolutely did.
But it, the long term,
it's just not the right.
No,
right
it's thing. Not
There's
the
better
right
ways
way.
To go about
exactly.
that. And props to you and props to D1 for, like, kind of giving you that.
Because, like, he was really the driving force as to why I had to pull it together. And even after he called me out, I still was having issues.
Right. Yeah.
But he was like, all right, now I need to tone myself down. I need to slowly get myself off of this.
Nah, props to you for, like, actually, like, realizing that and not letting it get deeper or darker than what it was. So.
Like, I really lost my mind, for real.
Yeah. And that's why, like, you and D1's friendship, like, you would do that for him.
Oh, I have.
And
I
yeah, you definitely
I
have.
I really have.
Yeah, so, like, that's just what's dope.
Just
like
a real friend, man.
Yeah.
It's true friendship.
I'm glad that you had that friend during that hard time.
Let me tell you something. When people say check on your strong friends, your happy friends, I'm the happy friend. I'm the friend that everybody comes to for advice. So I don't ask for help. I don't even let people see me cry.
I feel you.
I sat in this man's bedroom and cried my ass off in front of this man because I was really going through some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually just had my back. No judgment, no jokes. No, of course, we crack jokes because that's how we feel better.
Right, right.
Like, I really needed that. Like, it was a point in time, like, I was living with him at his house because I was really going through that much, and I could not be by. Actually, we was both going through something at the time. Neither one of us could be by ourselves, so we really wheeled each other out of the dark places.
That's dope.
Because the same time I'm going through something, he going through something.
That's true. Yeah.
That's awesome. Damn. That's a true friendship, too. Shout out to D1.
For real. I hate you.
I'll murder anybody about that man.
I love
that's my brother.
Hey, I love you, D1.
That's
you
my
really
brother.
Bro. Fuck you, but, like, you're my brother. You know, you feel me, though?
Oh,
like,
no. Fuck that guy.
Fuck you.
Fuck that guy. But we,
like,
love you, though.
But you're a real one, D1.
Definitely wanted to give a super shout-out to my boy Jungle because he really, like, got me in my cameo bag.
Hey,
like,
tap us in, bro.
A lot of this stuff would not be possible without him, like, as far as my connections go. Like,
yeah.
I've got to work with some amazing people. I got to work with Stash House. Shout out Kiefer. That is a turned individual when it comes to shooting videos. Bro strapped a GoPro to a liquor bottle and gave it to the shorties while they was driving.
Yo.
Coldest shit I ever seen,
that's,
yo.
That's really smart.
Coldest shit I ever seen.
I'm familiar with some of the work.
You feel me?
That's what we should do. Just some videos like that.
Yeah,
that's
definitely. Dope. You feel me? Yeah. It was funny because, like, when we were shooting that specific video, I got a text from Kyle like, "Why the fuck were you tripping like this in this video?" Because, you know, him and Kiefer do a lot of work together.
Yeah.
So Kyle editing the video, he like, "Yeah, I'm just editing this video for Kiefer." And, nigga, I see you on top of the roof just tripping. Like, whose ass is this on top of your head? Like, what you doing, bro? Like, why is there 20 people on top of your car? Oh, man. So, yeah, like,
video shoots, man.
Dude, what? He didn't introduce me to a bunch of, you feel me, people. This collab tape I got coming with Henny, a lot of this wouldn't be possible without him. So I definitely owe a lot to him because he was really one of my main sources of coming back.
Yeah.
Like, bro been doing his thing, and he a humble dude, so he don't really pop his shit like that. But bro turned.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's one of the littest dudes in the city, for real, for real. First of all, a lot of, in a world where people don't really perform like that no more, I'm talking about somebody who will really have you entertained from the moment he step on stage to even after he get off.
Yeah.
Bro will literally strip down to his boxers, clap beers together, and do the Stone Cold Steve Austin for real. Like, bro pick a jug of water up and, like, wrestle that motherfucker, come off the top ropes. at Backwoods and Bonfires, this man ran around the whole arena in boxers and socks.
The little Uzi video where he runs off stage and he's running, jumping over the trash cans and stuff.
You know, bro, really did that. Like, it really made me step up my game now. Like, that's really, like, how I did with Camp Currency when I started taking my shoes off and really get. That was the inspiration
about,
for that.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, like, that was the inspiration for that. Like, bro, really made me step up my game.
Yeah,
bro,
took his shoes off. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yo, shout out to whoever's mom that was vibing out with me. She was awesome. They I don't know whose mom that was, but she was turnt. Shout out to Colton, because that was really one of the best experiences I ever had as far as, like, performing in front of people.
That was a good night, man. Yeah. That was a good night.
It was. Yeah, but it's going to be a lot more to come. I'm not letting up this time, because this time, instead of, you know me, I took a seat back to be the manager for other people or consult other people and help push their careers. I feel like I did quite enough when it came to doing that. You feel me? Shout out to the ones that let me help put my little 2 cents in for them doing their careers. You feel me? Especially my boy Louis, because he one of the ones that really took what I said to heart.
Louis been killing it.
Really ran with that shit.
Yeah, bro, definitely.
Louis got something too.
Yeah, for real. That's
my boy.
Is that for real?
You feel me? Go stream the Bet on Myself Deluxe.
Facts.
As soon as you hear this, go stream that. They call me all the time. I'm still going to pick up the phone. I'm still going to give them the game.
Yeah.
But this time, I'm actually going to do it for me.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Good. I'm not even doing it for nobody else no more. Like, as much as I want to say I do it for my children and all that, nah. My kids is good regardless. I make sure I take care of my babies.
This is yours.
This is for me.
That's exciting. It's all me. About time. 2025 is your year.
You feel me? It's a new year. I'm not going to say it's a new me because I don't really change. I'm the same guy. Y'all just finally about to hear all of the work that I put in.
Facts.
Fire.
Yeah. I'm officially going back to being the main character in my own story because I put myself off to the sidelines.
Yeah.
To really see my people eat. You feel me? So
yeah.
I'm excited to really take this new journey.
Well, if you haven't heard his name yet, you will soon.
Facts.
Get hip now.
JK.
The boy Jet.
Multi-talented.
Appreciate you coming on, man.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
I appreciate y'all for having me.
We'll have
y'all the home team.
This ain't the last time. This
nah, I'm going to be back. I'm probably going to steal Siren Seat as the co-host.
All right, relax. Whoa.
Just for the hell of it.
Whoa. Hey, We've talked about doing, like, duo episodes, and you're one of the names that comes up.
Oh, please. I hope I'm the first phone call, too. You know I'm ready for this.
You'd be one of them, for sure.
You know I'm ready for this.
Hell yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to what 2025 brings you.
Yeah,
absolutely,
facts.
Man.
And
I can't wait
to see what you
see
do,
it.
Man.
Especially when me and you put that collab tape together.
That's coming.
Once we get off this, I'm dead ass serious about showing you the
beat
pack.
Yeah, I need
to
hear all that.
All right, with that being said, you got anything real quick?
Like, comment, subscribe.
Classic.
Definitely do that.
We'll see you guys next Sunday. Peace out.
Wee woo.